If you have a question, what do? Increasingly, the answer is you ask Siri or you Google it. The chance of that being the case seemingly increases along with your birth year. And 90.5 WESA's Mark Newbar reports that has some medical professionals a bit worried. One of the issues being addressed this week as part of Pennsylvania's Teen Health Week is, are kids getting the health information they need to make good choices?
About 3 years ago, Laura Offit was between medical consulting projects and looking for something new to try. About the same time, she noticed that her teenage children and their friends were not happy with the way health information was being presented to them in the schools. She also noticed that they seemed to have picked up some bad information from wherever they had turned to find the knowledge that the school presentations were not providing them. So she started a teen health blog that has turned into the website Real Talk with Dr. Offit.
The topics are written specifically for teens in language that hopefully is appealing to teens, but also that will encourage discussion via anonymous comments, anonymous questions, some anonymous surveys that are on the website to try to really assess what sorts of information teens are looking for.
It has been Offit's experience that teens are increasingly turning to the internet for their health information. Research published by Northwestern University last year finds 86% of teen respondents get at least some health information from the internet. Anna Radovic is an assistant professor of pediatrics at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. She says she sees those numbers playing out in her clinical work with teens.
They're coming in having looked up something themselves. They kind of have their worries, their ideas. But I like for them to be kind of upfront with me, because then we can have an honest discussion about, you know, what they're thinking, and I can kind of address some of the questions that they've had.
Fitness, nutrition, puberty, and STDs are among the health topics most often searched for by teens. But Radovic and the study are quick to point out that the adults in a child's life seem to still play a bigger role than the internet when it comes to health information. Only a quarter of respondents say they get a lot of health information from the web. But using that same a lot standard, more than half say they turn to their parents. 32% talk to teachers, and 29% say they get information from doctors and nurses. Radovic thinks doctors need to always keep that in mind and then help to put that internet-acquired information in the right context, because most teens cannot provide that for themselves.
Some of us in the medical field joke around about someone looking up something and asking Dr. Google. And so something that Dr. Google is missing is that experience. And so, you know, you could have the same kind of rash be multiple different diagnoses depending on what's going on, depending on someone's history, what they've been exposed to. And so it's important to kind of put that experience and let them know not to just rely on what they read.
While teens might listen to what a doctor has to say, medical professionals are not the only ones that can provide context to those sometimes misleading web posts. Parents can also help. Radovic says the key for parents is to always keep the lines of communication open with kids in their lives. Laura Offit says the way you approach those questions is also important.
I ask even my own kids, I said, do you look online for health information? Because why would you need to? And they say, oh, of course we do. And I'm like, all right, tell me why. And they said, well, I get the answer right away and it doesn't come with a lecture. If you're shocked or mortified or you don't even know where to go with the answer, kind of buy yourself some time and just say something like, you know, that's a great question. I'm glad you came to me. I don't have an answer right now, but let me get you some good information and I'll get back to you.
But what about the teens that don't go to adults, or the ones that will only go to an adult for subjects that won't come with a lecture? Most so-called Dr. Google users never get past the first 20 links, according to Radovic. But she says a study published by Cyberpsychology, Behavior, and Social Networking finds that the results usually include reliable results. But she says you need to ask the right questions.
Let's say you sprained your ankle and you wanted to know whether you needed to see the doctor or not. Well, if you search the term sprained ankle, then you might get somewhere that you can go and get help, or you might get WebMD and it'll kind of tell you, because you're using the right phrase. But if you're a teen and maybe you don't have experience in terms of what's that called medically, maybe you search messed up ankle, then you get a bunch of discussion boards or pictures of other people who have hurt their ankle. So you might get kind of a skewed view of someone who had a bad situation that they just wanted to write about.
Redovic says in the absence of an adult to help interpret those websites, it's up to the professionals to get information onto the web that will get the right information into the hands of the teens. But she and Laura Offit know most doctors don't have enough time to be worrying about search terms and search engine optimization.
My concern is that if physicians and other healthcare providers don't become a heavy presence in this space, people are on social media and on the internet looking for health information. And if our voices aren't there, they will be diluted out by other people that are trying to sell products or have another agenda that really isn't putting the patient's interest first.
And that has many health literacy advocates wondering where to turn. The answer might be the next generation of healthcare providers. Laura Amiris is helping to fill that pipeline of new medical professionals. She is the Health Science Department Chair at La Roche College.
Our health system now is really focusing on preventative measures. So for them to get information on fitness or nutrition or even like puberty issues and things like that, I think that it's great to be able to have that information right at your fingertips.
That Northwestern study found that teens are more likely to search for fitness or preventative care information than any other type of medical information. Offit says she hears from teens that they are also more likely to use the internet than talk to an adult when it comes to finding information about depression and suicide.
One of the reasons that I have heard for this is that they don't want to worry their parents. That they may not even necessarily want the information for themselves, but they have a friend that they're worried about or they have a classmate that they're worried about, and so they're trying to get information to understand what is serious, what are warning signs.
Offit says we need to pay attention to that because mental health is such an important part of teen health. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.